This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Once again, to the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, here with an overview for the next 50 or so minutes of what's going on with American family farmers, not the big ag, big corporate farms, but on the American family farm where things are grown and we pay attention to the details of what's happening in the soil, what's happening to the animals, happening to produce. It's for those folks. And dedicated to the success of those folks is our, that's our mantra. Here come up with ideas, people who have successfully done certain things, maybe give you some ideas. It's all about the farm, the family, the food, farm businesses run by farm families, the locavores who enjoy our food. We're going to spend some time talking about this year's Farm Aid with one of the directors of Farm Aid in a few minutes. First, though, I start off each of our visits with some news. And I try, later in the hour, I have my comments, basically my own point of view on things, but I guess, the truth be told, I inveigled some of my own thoughts into even some of the news stories. That's because I've been doing talk radio shows since 1974, and that seems to be our stock in trade. People want to know what we think. After you hear the facts, then people want to know what's the story behind the story. So as I look at the number of dairy farms around our country, the number falling off by nearly 20,000. Can you even begin to imagine that? We have 20,000 fewer dairy farms in our country than we did 10 years ago. So when I look at there's a program run by an organization called Dairy Management. The money comes out of the farmers' milk checks. If you're selling to DFA, as most people are, Dairy Farmers of America, which is supposed to be the co-op, but it's controlled by Dean Foods and that bunch of thieves. Anyway, this is a non-profit. Supposed to promote milk and cheese and other dairy products, spend $160 million a year that comes to them through the mandated payments. We don't have a choice as dairy farmers. The government says you must pay into this. It's a law. So we do. I think it's 2 or 3 cents a hundredweight. I've forgotten what the number is now. But anyway, so if you go back to, let's go back a couple of years, all right? 2017, 503 dairy farms closed in Wisconsin alone, and 1,600 around the rest of the country. 10 executives at this organization that is a non-profit were paid an average of $800,000 each. The 10 collected over $8 million. Thomas Gallagher, the CEO, gets paid $1 million a year. $1 million a year. The former Secretary of Agriculture, Thomas Vilsack, who used to be governor of Iowa, vice president, he got paid $800,557 last year. That's a pretty good bump from congressional pay and being a governor. Congressional pay is, what, $167,000 a year, and a lot of people think those guys are overpaid. So Vilsack took good care of himself, got inveigled with his group, and some of the other officials and board members have taken trips to the Super Bowl on this organization. They get health club benefits under the executive flexible benefit account. And here we are looking at the numbers dwindling by leaps and bounds. This is an outrage. It is. As much as we look at any farmer I know is either under or is on very close to the cusp of not being able to make it because of the collaboration of these phonies that I was just naming and some of the others that are there. They'll tell you that they're paid for by corporate sponsorships and all this other stuff, or they take trips because of corporate sponsors, that kind of, it's bad. And it just is, it's feather bedding at its worst and this kind of stuff. If it wasn't, if the situation with dairy farmers wasn't so dire, it would be something different. But it is. Promoting dairy, why do we have to have all these phonies making $8 million a year to promote dairy? You hire a good PR agency, and if you're going to spend that kind of money, you spend it buying advertising and being exposed about, you know, give the public something to understand about the products that we are developing on our farms, the kind of milk that's available, the cheeses, the ice cream, all the other ancillary products that go along with it. So I have no tolerance for this kind of stuff. I have no patience for it. I look at this and I think again about, we're down to 100 dairy farms in Massachusetts. There are more, well, there are fewer dairy farms in California, the two states where I live, the dairy farms in California are huge. We don't have any huge dairy farms in Massachusetts. I think I might be able to find one that had 400 milking cows, 400 to 500. I think there's one down in Westport near New Bedford, but there aren't a lot. Anyway, and so you go, even go to the Midwest, you find in Indiana, a couple of farms have 20,000 cows. In California, you go through that southwest corridor of New Mexico and Arizona and into California, and there are huge dairy, they're not farms, they're dairy factories that are there. And those are that's where all this money goes. It's kind of like Trump and the help for dairy farmers not going. I got a notice that I was going to get $189 in the president's help to farmers, you know, the $16 billion. It ended up being $89, not $189, transferred into my account. Now, you know, I don't need it for that reason, but the people who do have gotten screwed. Money is, I think I went over this with you last week or the week before, how much money was going to the people that run some of the hedge funds that own lots of land and dairy interests. It's just, all right. So I've made my point, I think. Maybe you didn't even know this organization existed before I told you. You don't know who the people are. I'm looking at pictures of some of these characters that are members, you know, standing on a stage, the dairy management people. Gallagher looks like a good old boy. Vilsack, these guys make me sick. All right, so there. I've given you that food for thought. In a moment, we're going to talk about the people who really help the American family dairy farmer and other farmers as well with one of the organizers of Farm Aid here on the American Family Farmer. Right now, I want to think about and help you to think about and focus on a problem that a lot of us have as we get older. That is, we've enjoyed a lot of great things, the food that is sweet, a lot of fats and carbs, that sort of thing, and then pies and cakes and cookies and ice cream and candy. Well, that takes its toll sooner or later on your blood sugar level. So if you've been diagnosed, if you've been tired lately and you went to the doctor and they did a blood workup on you and they said, oh, your blood sugar's too high, they put you on some medication, and you don't like medication, you don't like drugs. So here's the best way out for you out of that problem. Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, natural blend of 10 key ingredients, support healthy blood sugar levels so you can have a normal life and enjoy all the things like the candy, the cookie. Now, don't overdo it. But you won't, you know, be put on a strict diet, which is what happens to a lot of people that really have a bad blood sugar problem and ends up in diabetes. Let's protect ourselves against that. Let's prevent it. There are a lot of studies that back each of the 10 ingredients in Curalin. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. I spell it each time because you'll need that when you go online to Curalin.co. Don't type in .com. It's .co. Curalin.co, use the DJV promo code. You get $20 off the first month's supply of Curalin. Get on it. Let's see what we can do about your glycemic levels. keep the numbers where you will be happy, and you'll have a fuller life. Curalin.co. Use the promo code DJV for $20 off the first month's supply.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Time for us now to focus on the annual Farm Aid Festival. A lot of people will tell you, especially government types, painting a rosy picture of the farm economy, which is nonsense. I was looking at an article in The Hill arguing that the negative effects of the president's trade war, nothing but an overblown narrative, which is complete BS. Having said that, I want to spend as much time as I can here talking to Jennifer Fahey, who is the communications director for Farm Aid. I've been with them working on this project for the last 15, 16 years. I've forgotten, Jennifer, I think you and I have talked a number of times, whether you're a farm person or you're a farm kid. Were you a farm kid?
I unfortunately was not. Okay. I'm a farm kid wannabe.
That's the way the rest of the world is, more and more. Well, people are so removed. Don't you think it's part of the problem is, with understanding the crisis, and I don't like using that word. I very rarely use it because I think it's so overused by the news media. But we really do have. If you don't think that the struggle for family farms and farmers is real, then you haven't driven in the states where the farm economy is falling apart. You look at the status of the barns and the homes. I've gone to a couple of auctions lately, and you drive through New York and Pennsylvania. It really is distressing, and then you wonder out loud, if you got any brains, where's our food going to come from? You're looking down the road, you know, and if this isn't, this is an effort that gets a lot of attention, a lot of farms get helped by it, and I want to talk to you about that. Let's talk about who's going to be in the lineup, and then where the money goes. I think that's one of the important things for people to understand. More people from outside, I think, would support Farm Aid's work, not just farmers, if they knew where the money went. So we'll talk. I was just talking, I don't know if you heard me or not, about those phonies from the Dairy Promotion Board that get $800,000 a year. That's, you know, something to compare that to what the farmers are making as we focus on Farm Aid here on the American Family Farmer.
Yeah.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Launched a podcast for the American Family Farmer. As a matter of fact, the one that is most recently affixed to the American Family Farmer Show website, where you can find all of our podcasts, is a focus of, we talk about news, some of the college offerings now that you can get to understand how to do farmer marketing, for example. And then on the podcast that's now present, the most recent one at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, we meet Sean Helene of Bethesda Farm. This was a fellow who was not from the farm world. He started because he loved local eggs, and he quit working, I think, on Wall Street, if I remember correctly. You can hear the story. He and his brother received the first organic hens and pastures near Jacksonville, Florida, and they have been very focused on the welfare of their hens. Find out how they do that, how their organic pasturing works, how this quiet little setting has provided really fabulous eggs, and you get all of the story about the machinery that's necessary, that sort of thing. And that's what we're best known for here on the American Family Farmer. So you want an insight into poultry and egg farming, that's what this latest episode's all about, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid, the people who are in the lineup. It's the usual cast. Last one I went to was in suburban Chicago. I think it was maybe 5 years ago. That was the last Farm Aid I went to, and it had all the usual characters there and then some up-and-coming performers. But they really have an outstanding lineup of talent, and this is first-class front-page talent, not somebody that came off the farm to sing. Right, Jennifer?
That is correct. We start with an amazing lineup of our board members, Louie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Dave Matthews, and then we add additional artists from there. And this year we're talking about Bonnie Raitt, Luke Combs, Nathaniel Rateless and the Night Sweats, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, Margot Price, Jamie Johnson, Tanya Tucker, Brothers Osborne, Yola, and the list goes on.
Ah, that's a... I remember Mavis Staples was on stage at the show I went to.
That was amazing. What a performance.
She's still fabulous. She's still fabulous. Yes. You know, it would be nice to have some more radio people there. I'd like to be more of a participant, but I can never really muster up the interest. It seems that Willie, and I'm not, this isn't a critical comment, it just is that the more radio you get, the more exposure you get, the better I think the overall attention is, because you want people not only from the farming community to go, but you want people who are users of the product. You want the locavores. You want the people who are understanding what's going on. They want to support, and they're eager to do. And a lot of times they don't know how to do it, but contributing at farmaid.org would be one way, or being able to work in this arena, like having a voice, an announcer, one of the farm guys. I'd do it if I was asked to do it. I just think that kind of stuff gives you more reason to talk about it. And we really do have a reason this year, more than ever. Every year, you know, I remember when Willie first started talking about this, how he said American farming community was falling apart. Well, that was decades ago. And look at what we're, you know, it isn't that Farm Aid hasn't worked. It's not big enough, because the problem is so deep. Right?
I mean, right. Exactly. Farm Aid never set out to solve the problem. It was to create awareness and bring more people to understand what the problem is and how to get their message.
Yeah.
And it's going to talk about the difference in relationships in the system.
I think we have a connection problem. You want to fix that, Kara? We'll take a pause here for a moment. And see, we'll get connected back with us again as we talk more about the Farm Aid Festival. By the way, it's being held in Wisconsin. It's going to be at the Alpine Valley Music Theater in East Troy, Wisconsin. Tickets are on sale now at farmaid.org.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Bullying can happen in the classroom, in the hallways, on the playground.
It could be showing up on social media applications. It could be happening on sports teams and other extracurricular activities. So it could really be happening in any of those contexts where kids may be vying for higher social power or dominance over other people.
Dr. Bridget Bigg says the effects of bullying can be devastating. So what can parents and caregivers do to prevent bullying?
First and foremost, help our kids develop good social and emotional skills. How do you have healthy relationships with other people?
Number two is to encourage kids to act if they see bullying.
Talk to them about how to respond when they see aggressive behavior happening so that they're the ones who discourage it and support the target.
Number three,
help them get into environments in which they can connect with like-minded, or even kids that aren't so like-minded, but people that they connect with and feel good about spending time with.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America today remembering the 9/11 attacks 18 years later.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Then President George W. Bush speaking there on that tragic morning. Today, President Trump and First Lady Melania are at the Pentagon Memorial Services, a 9/11 ceremony also to be held at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania, where Vice President Mike Pence is in attendance, and New York City is holding its traditional reading of the names of all of the victims in the 9/11 attacks when the towers came down at Ground Zero. Republicans win two U.S. House special elections in North Carolina yesterday. After the victories, President Trump tweets, "Big night for the Republican Party. Congratulations to all." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm one of those. Doug Steffen is my name. My farm is in Framingham, Massachusetts, where I grew up and I've lived all my life. The farm is called Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. I would love to have people check it out and send me comments. I'm there and with that mission and with this to bring more attention to what's going on the farms. As a matter of fact, I think to me, I'm thinking Jennifer Fahey, who's here from Farm Aid. Your headquarters are in Boston, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
I don't know why. I've never been to the headquarters. Never been. I don't think I've ever had if close personal contact with any of you folks in there, which seems kind of silly when I'm right around the corner. And a pretty good example. It'd be nice to have the aid, but I'm certainly not in the same position for lots of different reasons as these people who are being, if the word is celebrated, certainly we are here to celebrate the food that's produced on the family farm. There is great music and entertainment for sure, but it's more about what is what's being produced. I think you have some very interesting concessions, and you set it up there in Wisconsin so that it really feels like you're on the farm, right?
Exactly. We change out all of the ingredients for all of the food that's served that day. So on September 21st, we'll be serving 30,000 concert goers food that comes from family farms. You can get your traditional concert venue items like hamburgers and hot dogs, but we also have fresh apples, apple pie, cider, local milk, local cheese, you name it. Especially in Wisconsin, we'll have local cheese. But you name it, you can find it at Farm Aid, and it's very likely that the farmer who produced it will be there at the festival with you.
The festival started in 1985 when there was trouble on the farm. More to the point, this year, the average loss on a farm was almost $2,000. In other words, the median farm income is negative $2,000. And when you look around at the shape of the buildings, how much it costs to borrow money, I mentioned before you got on the air, I went to a couple of auctions the last few weeks, one of them in Pennsylvania, which is a beautiful dairy state. New York State, which used to be a great dairy state, but the government of the state is such a mess. You see all of these barns falling down, the decrepit conditions, especially the dairy farms. And it just is amazing to me that people don't wake up, but they're so far removed. That's why, you know, calling attention through Farm Aid, not just for farmers, but to everybody. So how do you reach out? We're talking about the concessions. How do you reach out to people to get the average person who's a locavore to support what Farm Aid is doing, Jennifer?
Well, you make those connections. We bring festival goers together with the artists and the farmers. We inspire them with music and with the stories of the farmers. We have the farmers on stage sharing their stories, and out in the audience connecting with people so that people can, you know, shake the hand of a farmer, begin to understand the barriers that they face in bringing good food to all of us and caring for our soil and water. And, you know, they begin to understand that they do have a role to play. You know, next weekend they might be at the farmer's market. They might decide to sign up for a CSA and support a farmer year-round with that upfront payment of becoming a share member in the farm like you do in a CSA program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about making those connections and helping people understand that the small things they can do not only impact farmers directly, but also increase the joy they feel about eating or bringing a meal to the table for their family. You know, it's a way, we all want to be farm kids, right? We just said.
Yes.
And connecting to farmers and having those experiences is a way that we can all engage in agriculture and enjoy it and have it be part of our lives.
So I'm looking at the number of women who are taking over certain farm operations, women who own land, women who are actually farmers, some women who've grown up on the farm, some women through their experiences in life are doing what men have been doing almost exclusively, and that is going into land management, land ownership, renting, if you will. Aren't there more women who are much more of an influence on the family farm than used to be the case?
Absolutely, at least publicly now. I think it also used to be the case. It just wasn't publicly acknowledged.
Yeah, right.
We still have a generation of women farmers who we work with who still call themselves farm wives, and they're out milking the cows every night.
Right.
So, you know, there is a traditional aspect of saying it's the male who's farming and it's the woman who's the farm wife, and I think we all know that's not necessarily the case in terms of how the work is being done and shared. But certainly, yes, women have a tremendous role in making sure that the farms are running, and in the case especially for sustainable agriculture, it's a lot of women who are helping to shift that culture of agriculture to be more concerned about how are we caring for the soil, how are we making sure the water is clean, how are we making sure that this land is going to be healthy and fertile for the next generation and the next 10 generations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really exciting to see. We have amazing women farmers who come to Farm Aid every year. We'll actually be highlighting a group in Wisconsin called the Soil Sisters, and they are a group of more than 200 women now, I think, who are coming together on a regular basis to celebrate agriculture, to talk about the ways they can, you know, enrich their farms and bring people onto their farms. So they're doing a lot of agritourism. They're doing a lot of trainings and workshops to get people out to the farm and into the barn door to learn how to make cheese, for instance, or to have a farm stay weekend with the family and understand that, you know, farms are all about good food, but they're also about a lot more than that, too.
There's a stereotype that doesn't fit anymore. I don't know that I thought about it. When I grew up in the community where I live, I was considered unusual even at that point, and that was decades ago. Being on the farm, working on the farm, when a lot of my friends were playing football or doing other things after school, I came home and went to work on the farm. And that was something, there was a comfort level. Maybe that's why I stayed so close to it over the years. It was a comfort level. I don't know what would have happened to me if I didn't have the farm to go to or be around, learning about animals, the experiences, the values in life that are typified more by what goes on in the farm. I love that name, by the way, Soil Sisters.
That's they're great. You'd love them. Yeah,
fabulous,
we talked to a lot of farmers who have grown up on the farm and appreciated the hard work it taught them. But then also when the time came, they said, I'm getting as far as I can away from the farm.
Yeah.
And yet we're talking to them today as farmers. So even those people who, you know, turned away from agriculture or their rural communities often come back, even though they hadn't expected they would in their 20s. And there's that comfort level and a level of engagement that and connection that you don't necessarily find in a regular office job.
Right. You know, you don't. Although a lot of people, the fellow we have on the podcast I was just talking about a few minutes ago, that was on last week, had worked on Wall Street, made money, and so he's used that money to build this farm that he, I guess, had dreamed about, although he never came from the farm. He knew that's where he wanted to end up. And so he worked for 34 years in a business that allowed him to amass enough money so he can farm. And that's the shame of this all. Like, you got to, the people who are successful today have to have money. And then do you ask yourself, do you understand what that means for the future? What's going to happen?
Right.
Where's the food going to be produced? I say this all the time. If we don't change our evil ways here, we're going to be, never mind, we're not going to be the breadbasket of the world. We're not going to be able to feed ourselves. And that's part of what's underscored, I think, by the message of the Farm Aid Festival, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. Neil Young often says it on our stage, you know, we don't want a food system that's too big to fail, and that's the direction we continue to head into. We know what that does when it collapses. We saw it with our banks, and we had to bail them out. And, you know, right now we're making those trade payments to try to bail farmers out for these terrible policy decisions that are,
awful.
You know, not the entire reason farmers are suffering right now, but one of the many reasons that farmers are suffering. And there's no solutions being proposed out there except for the farmers and the farm groups. And that's a lot about what we'll be doing next week in Wisconsin, where going to be talking to farmers and showing how they're coming together to build their power and how they're advocating for solutions that Washington, you know, will hopefully wake up and hear and start to put into place. But yeah, we're heading in a dangerous direction and everyone should be concerned because, you know, there's 1% of us who farm.
They don't know because they go to the grocery store and teach their kids that the food comes out of the grocery store. They don't even bring them to the farm anymore, the local produce. This is the crisis. This is the situation. Let's see if we can work a little bit more into Farm Aid's mission as we continue here for a few more moments with Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid. First, I'm going to help you lose some weight the intelligent way by using Calitrin. Farmers, if I've noticed this at the auctions I've gone to of late, maybe because of the stress level, farmers are eating more, they're heavier, and if you're thinking you need to change that, then this is the way to change it, by using a product, an all-natural product for weight loss called Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren's main ingredient is collagen. Young men remember that from biology, but 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. And we stopped producing it in our 20s, so this is a way of jump-starting it. You've got to stay on the program about 5 or 6 months in order for you then to have jump-started the reproduction of collagen, that protein which has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. And unlike a lot of other products that you take a number of times a day, you only have to take Calitren at bedtime. That's it. Doesn't give you the jitters, doesn't give you a wake, no stomach upset. Let's not do the unhealthy thing. Let's do the right thing by all of us. Better sleep, shedding pounds, keeping it off with Calitren. Go to toploss.com, use the promo code DJV, and you get 6 for the price of 3. Right now, while the supplies last and while this deal lasts, buy 3 and get 3 free. Use the DJV code at Calitren.com or toploss.com. Save your life. Save some money. Let's get on the program with Calitren at toploss.com. Use the code DJV to save 50% on your purchase.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
So you can get tickets at LiveNation.com for Farm Aid. The prices are $54 to $249, depending on where you want to sit and what the program is. Also get a lot of information at FarmAid.org, Twitter, the usual connections at FarmAid.org/festival. You can use the hashtag FarmAid2019 in communications as well. Lots of ways to get information. Go to Facebook.com/FarmAid. That's a good thing as well. So the mission here, as we work toward trying to get people back, can we ever save? We can't go back to the way it was, though, Jennifer, really, can we?
Well, I think we need to have that as a goal.
I do, too.
I
agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are seeing young people wanting to return to the farm, wanting to start a farm, even though they have no farm experience or didn't grow up on a farm.
And they often don't have any money either. They don't have the money.
Right, but there are great programs being funded right now by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help people get started. And there's lots of programs being proposed that could do a lot more. So I think we have to keep positive and just keep working towards those solutions so farmers can stay on the land and more farmers can get on the land. We don't want to see everything paved over. I know you know that really well with Beasley Farm yourself.
Exactly. What is that old expression from Joni Mitchell's song, took down the trees to put up a parking lot or something? It is very poignant here. Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid on American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at one of the trades with all the auction calendar every week, more and more farms and farm-related businesses going out of business. It's frightening, actually. For those of us who've been on the farm, it really is. The people that are holding on, I get, I was at an auction a couple of weeks ago. The farmers are talking about what, this is in Pennsylvania, getting paid. One fellow where the auction was being held was a 250-cow farm, nicely done in a wonderful area. Father died. That's why they're having the auction of equipment, because he can't do both the milking and the growing. His father used to take care of the growing. He took care of the cows. So now his father's gone. They sold a number of implements and tractors and things. And you look around at the conditions that are there. And he said sort of proudly, I'm getting $18 a hundredweight for my milk. Well, I don't know about you, but if you're a dairy guy, I remember the last time I figured it out, my cost to make milk was almost $24 a hundredweight. So down there, maybe they do a little better sharpening their pencils and figuring out how to do the feed. But this is the problem. And the people in Washington don't know. They don't care. They're boneheads when it comes to this stuff. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about concerns being expressed now in the administration among people that don't know anything about agriculture, about how much money is being spent to bail out the farmers and where it's actually going. I'll talk more about that after this.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about a Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
So back to the focus of how much money is flowing, not necessarily to the farmers that need it. I went off on this too a couple of weeks ago, and I gave you lists of people who are getting the money and corporations and hedge funds that are getting money thanks to their connection to Sonny Perdue, who's another flat-footed zero as far as I'm concerned when it comes. I mean, Trump I kind of give a pass to because he's a hamburger-eating New Yorker who doesn't know from nothing about farming. Giving him a pass, he's the boss, so the buck stops there. But Sonny Perdue is no bright light in the agricultural community, and he's got his pals, and a lot of the money that's going from this first $16 billion bailout, now there's another 15 or 16 that's coming along, is not going to help the people. I told you, I mean, not that I really need it, but people my size, I got $89 from this. Meanwhile, there are some of these hedge funds that have Park Street addresses in New York. They got $8 million, things like that. They don't address the other things that were allowed to happen since Bush and his pals, the Suiza family, that's basically in control of DFA, they all are benefiting hugely from this, as an example. And then there are the commodity people, the commodity brokers, the people in the Chicago Mercantile, the soybean people and the corn people. This is a problem. And it's not being solved because there isn't enough scrutiny. Where's the Washington Post on this? Where's the New York Times? Where's the Boston Globe? Where are all of these hackers and slashers on these phony news channels? Where this is news. You don't see much about this on, if any, on Fox or MSNBC or CNN. No. You go to the farm channels, maybe RFD, you can see it there. But you don't see it in the mainstream media. Meanwhile, it's you and me. Or maybe the mainstream, putting it to the test of understanding who's in the mainstream, the effects of all of this, you will be feeling, you're going to feel it in the price of food this winter, actually. And then as things go on, the availability of food that is grown in America. Remember, a lot of the stuff that we import is not inspected and cared for the way American food grown here in America is taken care of. So that's a factor here. Something we need to get after the politicians and beyond them all the time. That's my advice. That's what I'm doing. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.